Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
From the New York Post, and does a great job with John Orand on the podcast that in our industry is a must viewing every week. Andrew Marchand. Andrew, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. My pleasure.
All right, so let's start out with all the TV contracts. You just went through a conference that took place in New York, and there was a great conversation you had with Amazon about what they're thinking moving forward, about the NBA, about college football. What was your read from them as to what they want to do with all that money they have to spend?
They're not done yet, that's what I would say. If you... like or don't like watching Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime Video, well, if you do like it, then there's more to come, I believe. If you don't like it, well, sorry. But the bottom line is they are not done. I think that, first off on the agenda is, will they do a deal with the Pac-12? Right now there's two conferences that are still out there who are looking for extensions or new contracts, and that's the Big 12 and the Pac-12. The Big 12, I think, is going to stay with ESPN and Fox. And then the Pac-12, if I'm predicting, I think goes to ESPN and Amazon most likely. So they'll be doing that. And then the NBA is just around the corner. Their deals are up in 3 years. I do think there'll be a digital player, meaning an Amazon and Apple, I think, will be involved in national deals. I think Amazon very well could have some sort of package, either a game of the week, perhaps long-term from playoffs. But they're not done yet. I think that's where their focus is going to be. They believe that the NFL is working very well for them. It's hard to know without seeing their books, how that makes sense exactly. But I think in terms of publicly, it does really look like they've hit a home run so far with the NFL.
All right, so let's get to the Big 12 for a moment, because in the Big 12, they'll lose Oklahoma, Texas. They're going to gain Houston, Cincinnati, UCF, BYU. If I recall their contract correctly, the last year or two of that contract, they're right in that $40 to $43 million per school range. Can they achieve that in a new contract, or will they have to take a slight haircut?
Yeah, there's different numbers out there. I think that number's a little high. I think they're closer to 30. And also, there's all different types of rights. And, of course, these conferences all puff themselves up, putting all of them in. So it's hard to say exactly, but I think that's a little high. But I think they're going to get a little bit of an increase. They wanted $400 million per year from Fox and ESPN. I don't think they're going to make it there. From what I'm told, I think it's around $350 million right now in terms of negotiation per year. That's without Texas and Oklahoma, and with the new teams that will be added shortly. And so when you add that together, that's when you're losing two of your top viewing teams in Texas and Oklahoma, that's a pretty good deal. And I think they want to get out in front of the Pac-12 to make the possibility of expansion, out there, where teams and universities would know if they were to leave the Pac-12, for example, this is what you would get if you come to the Big 12. And if the Pac-12, which I think is going a little bit slower, doesn't have a deal yet, maybe that entices some teams.
Right, so let's get to that part, because I think you pointed out in one of your columns, and I think with John as well, that they were far apart with ESPN and with Fox. I don't even know if Fox even bid. But with ESPN, if ESPN turned down a possibility at $378, $380 for a Big Ten package, they aren't going to come up with $400 to $450 million for a Pac-10 package. Is that fair to at least look at it that way?
Yeah, 100%. Those numbers, though, are combined. So I think ESPN is in the $225 million range for the Big 12. And then Fox, which would have less games and not as good a games, is in more of like a 135 range. So you add it up, that's 250, 260. 350, $350 million or $360 million. I here's the fear for the Pac-12. If the Big 12 jumps in front of you then and has a deal with ESPN, you already have, you're the Pac-12, bad blood with Fox. Not on Fox's side, more on the Pac-12 side, because Fox is looked upon as being instrumental in terms of UCLA and USC bolting the Pac-12 for the Big Ten. So you have that factor. I'm not saying a deal couldn't be done, but first off, Fox is not going to break the bank for the Pac-12. Secondly, the Pac-12 is probably not in a rush to do a deal and help out Fox Sports at the moment after they just took or helped take two of their biggest schools. So that's one. ESPN, they have a deal with the Big 12. You know, that gives them some leverage. They don't need the Pac-12 at that point. So do I think they'll offer similar money? Would they want the Pac-12? I think they would. But they also could just sit there and say, all right, well, we're just going to play hardball and let the Big 12, you know, get an Oregon or some other Arizona State, you know, if they were to want to leave, and just do a deal that way, which might cost them less money, because this is business at the end of the day. There's no friends. This is business. And then Amazon, you know, yes, they have deep pockets, but they have not shown a willingness, besides the NFL, to just overpay, right? So the Big Ten, at the end of the day, they end up, I think, offering more, and the Big Ten, you know, went with NBC for that nighttime package, which, you know, probably appeals to boosters, I would think. And I personally think it's a better play. I think you want to be on broadcast if you can with NBC, Fox, and CBS. And I think Amazon Prime works for the NFL, but I don't think it works when you're the fourth or fifth, as well, if you're the fourth or fifth conference. So that's the concern, I think, if you're the Pac-12, is that if the Big 12 steps in front of you and you're sitting there now, where's your leverage? And I don't think CBS, I don't think NBC, I don't think they're that interested, at least not at big numbers. And, you know, Turner, maybe, but I don't see them. I don't think anybody's breaking the bank out of nowhere for the Pac-12. So I think that's a little bit concerning, and that's where Brett Yarmark, the commissioner of the Big 12, is kind of pushing in front of the Pac-12, and I think we'll probably do a deal earlier because they're negotiating with them. Let's be clear, for the Big 12, they can only speak with ESPN and Fox, because that's how the contract is. They can't speak with everybody.
Right, exactly. The interesting part is that that their rights actually run out after the Pac-12. They run out after. That's why the early negotiating is so interesting. The Big Ten, of course, has a clause when it comes to the possibility of Notre Dame being added. Would the Big 12 look at a clause that if we expand, then can we keep the money the same for everybody? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, I mean, all these contracts have clauses, especially now, right, with what we've seen, which addresses the idea of expansion and what it would mean. You know, John Oran, my podcast partner, he reported that there's a specific number. I forgot what he said it was. I don't know if he had the number, but for the Big Ten, if they were to add Notre Dame, you know, that is unusual, right? Usually it's not this is the number or this is – usually it's if you add another team, you know, we'll go back in and have good faith negotiations. In this case, you know, especially with that West Coast window being desired, you know, because they have, you know, if you're ESPN, you have all the other windows. You know, there could be a little bit more specific language, but to answer your question, yeah, it will make sense financially. It has to make sense financially for the university to add it, and then for the conference overall. You know, that was the thing that like we talked about a lot about the Big Ten. A lot of people, and even Kevin Warren, said, you know, talked about expansion in terms of getting even bigger. And the one thing that we kept pointing out, though, is that besides Notre Dame, if you're bringing in even an Oregon or an Arizona or some of these other teams, it doesn't – they don't pay for themselves. And so if you're just cutting up the pie even more, it's not the NFL. It just doesn't make sense for the Big Ten just to bring in other teams unless they're getting more money, because you're just cutting up what you already are spending.
Right, exactly. You're not going to look at Penn State, USC, Ohio State, Michigan and tell Pat Kraft, Ward Manuel, Gene Smith, and Mike Bone, hey, by the way, great TV contract, but by the way, we're going to have to give you a haircut.
I mean, Exactly.
I mean, you're not going to do that.
It's not the NFL, so that's not happening. Like, that's not, I don't know if I can say it's never going to happen, but the idea of, like, college football turning into the NFL with the Big Ten, you know, the NFC and the SEC, the AFC, again, there's a lot going on with NIL. A lot of things are going on, so I'm not going to say never, but it just doesn't make sense, especially because different universities are valued differently by TV networks because there's more people watching when Penn State plays as opposed to Rutgers, so they're right. worth more.
Right, no question. So let's get to the NBA part of it. That contract's coming up. TNT just renewed the contracts of their studio and Charles Barkley for 10, as you wrote. The others are other years. TNT obviously needs the contract. ESPN feels they need the contract. How do you envision that playing out?
Yeah, I would say, again, this is his prediction because we're 3 years away and nobody knows what's going to happen, including the NBA. But I would say ESPN and Turner both retain their packages, but maybe in fewer games. The big problem for the NBA right now is the regular season's devalued. Stars don't play. The games aren't that important in terms of playoff seeding. You know, the top teams basically make the playoffs, and there's not really that much intrigue into that. And so these, a Friday night game, it's not an exhibition. I don't want to, disrespect it that much, but they don't mean that much. So that's an issue, and I think Turner already has kind of a smaller package, so there's kind of can't really change too much. They do basically Thursdays and Tuesdays, but not the whole season. And they have more exclusivity than ESPN. So I get to ESPN doing less games going forward. And then I think they bring in a digital player. I think Amazon, I would say, is at the moment, a little bit more of a favorite just because of what they've proven with the NFL, the relationships they're making already with the NBA. They just did a deal where they're going to do games in Brazil. And these deals come down to two things. Number one, money. Number two, relationships. And, you put those two together, and that's how you end up getting these big contracts and making these things happen. So I think that that's how I foresee it. The one thing to watch is very interesting is that the regional sports networks, something's going to come to a head in the next couple of years because Sinclair, which owns most of these networks,
yes.
they are probably heading toward bankruptcy. I don't know, in Philly, I guess you guys are Comcast, near you. But the bottom line is that business is changing. And so I do think the NBA is considering bringing everything in-house and maybe trying to be direct-to-consumer and try to sell games that way, probably in conjunction with cable, whatever cable becomes. But I do think that is going to become a reality. Not definitely, but there's a pretty good chance that becomes a reality by the next contract.
And one final question. It deals with Apple Plus. We've talked a lot about Amazon here, Andrew. But what about Apple Plus? They have MLS. They have the Friday night package for Major League Baseball. Do they have any plans to do anything else beyond what they're doing?
Good question. I think that they're going to get Sunday Ticket, which is the package of games that currently is on DirecTV. The only way you can get it right now is through DirecTV, where you can watch any game that you want. So if you're a Steeler fan living in New York, you can watch the Steelers. If you're a San Francisco 49er fan living where you are, you can watch the 49ers all the time. That is likely going to Apple. They've been negotiating for a while. Apple's in the lead. Both the NFL and Apple are both very arrogant. So I think they're staring at each other, trying to get the deal perfectly situated. So that's why it's taking so long, but I do expect that to happen. So you look at their portfolio, that's going to cost billions per year for Apple. That's a huge investment. The baseball was, 30 to 100 million. It wasn't a big investment for Apple. I don't think it was too successful. I'm not sure if that's going to scare them off from doing live games and producing them. And they didn't really produce them, but to air them. It just, that deal didn't make much sense. MLS is interesting. Now, that's what they really want to do. They want to sell subscriptions. That's what they feel like they're best at. I don't know. They are very good at it, but that's because they have us all on their phones. There are a lot of us on their phones. And so we don't have a choice. I think sports a little bit different of an animal. Like, do I think the idea of subscription, because that's kind of like what I was talking about with like the regional sports networks devolving or at least becoming less important, that's what the NBA could do, but that could work. I'm a soccer guy. MLS, I'm not sure it works. You know, I believe in subscription. I do believe if you look at the model and you can sell subscriptions around the world, it really does make sense because the percentage of people that you need and the percentage of people you can reach everybody and you don't need close to everybody. So that can really be a big money maker. That said, I don't know if it works with the MLS. Like, it's not, you know, for your audience that's soccer people, like right now Champions League is going on. It's like, you know, it's a top 10 league, but where is it? Is it 6? Is it 7? It's not a top league. And so I don't know. Like, for me personally, I could probably expense it, but would I buy, as a soccer person, do I need to watch the MLS? No, I don't. So I think that one's going to be interesting to watch what happens. But if it is successful, if that does work, that could be, for the future, that could be game changer.
Andrew, always a pleasure. Always informative, and you and John do great work, and I read your column every day because it keeps all of us in tune. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. I heard you don't have John on because he's a Maryland Terp. Is that true?
I know. I know he's the Terp, so I got to be really careful about crossing that line in 2 weeks.
All right, man. Be well. We'll talk.